Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9 FM. On last week's show, we kicked off November with our own spin on a national novel writing challenge. If you want to listen back to that, you can check it out in the CFRC 101.9 FM archives. So last week we talked about how to develop a synopsis for a story, and this week I promised that we were going to look at world building. I do also want to acknowledge as we work through this that there are two different camps that writers roughly fall into. One is outliners, preppers, planners, and the other side is pantsers. So as you might imagine, preppers plan things in advance, map out their story, get those post-it notes going, and have a really clear outline of what they're doing, where pantsers tend to, as the term might imply, fly by the seat of their pants. So I'm trying to include a mix of both of these for you as we explore some of these practices. Not surprisingly, a lot of the advice that's out there is for people who like to plan a lot, because it's usually written by people who like to plan a lot. But I know I tend to fall more into the camp with my writing of just kind of going for it, and so I want to be conscious of that as I'm offering you some suggestions. So, world building. When you think of world building, you might imagine this is something only for sci-fi or fantasy writers, people developing video games or role-playing games, things like that. But every author who is creating a fiction, or even a creative nonfiction, is developing a world for their readers. And it's not just about creating a setting, it's about crafting an environment that feels alive with its own logic, history, and culture. Whether your story unfolds in a real city, a faraway galaxy, or a fantasy realm, your world must serve your story and enrich the reader's experience. So we'll talk in a later episode about developing your main characters, but consider this the main character that is framing your entire story. So as I mentioned, liners or preppers or plotters map everything out before writing, where pantsers like to discover as they go. Neither method is superior, but the key is balance. If you are a planner, it can be easy to get really stuck in the world building phase. If you are a pantser, you might realize as you're going that you don't know what the rules are of this world that your character has found themselves in. And so for either side, a little bit of planning is valuable, and it's about building enough for you to start, and then you can allow yourself to learn more as you write. So you don't have to create all of the rules, all the systems right off the bat, but you do want to have enough of a sense of what this world is so that your characters can navigate it. So we'll look at a couple of different scenarios. While world building can tend to consider more of an exercise for people in the fantasy or sci-fi realm, there are things that you want to do, even if you are creating a world based on the real world, whether contemporary or historical. Your research will build that foundation. So this is where we do some homework. And it can be fun homework. It doesn't have to be a drag, and it should be something that excites you as you're doing it. So things that you can do: collect maps if geography is really interesting to you. If maps are not really your thing, collecting photos or documents of the place that you want to write about can help you build those visuals in your mind for developing that world. Look at the names, clothing, technology, and local customs of the place that you're doing. Even if you're writing about Kingston, Ontario right now, it is valuable to know something about who lives here now, where power lies, etc., etc. And of course, for historical or foreign settings, be confident in learning the geography, history, culture, and laws in so much as you need them for your story. If you're setting an entire story in Scotland, for example, you're going to need to know a fair bit about the geography of Scotland, city names, what people eat, what people drink, jobs, realistic character names. It doesn't mean you need to know everything. And again, there can definitely be overkill in this situation. If your character is staying in the big cities, you probably don't need to study agriculture. But there are some things you'd probably want to know about if your character takes a drive or goes for a walk, what they might be seeing. So the depth is up to you, and it is situational. Thinking of your world as a character can be really helpful. And I think that for people with a really visual imagination, or for pantsers who aren't really fond of doing tons of mapping and plotting, this can be a way of making that activity more engaging for you. So you're imagining this world, it grows, it changes, it has, you know, its own way, a personality, different cities, different countries, different planets, if that's where you're going. So things you can ask yourself, was your world always like this? What events shaped it? Were there wars, migrations, discoveries, inventions? And what forces drive change now? So as you see, you're kind of looking at its personality, internal and external influences, and where you think that world is headed. Write a biography of your world as if it were a person, its childhood, origins, adolescence, conflicts, and current state. So I'll give you some time to imagine that now. I know maybe this sounds like a silly practice, but give it a little bit of time. We'll just do this for about 10 minutes. But like the outline that we had you do last week, this is a way for you to see where there are gaps in maybe the world that you're envisioning. Are there parts of the world story that you are unclear about or that you don't feel like you can tell at this time? And what information do you need to fill that out? So we are back from writing a biography of your world, one of the most important characters in your story. And now we're going to explore some specifics for different worlds. There are certain things that you will want to consider or ask. Even the wildest worlds need internal logic and coherence. So you want to make rules for yourself so that you know the limits of what your characters can and can't do, or how they can navigate through this world that you create. So who inhabits your world? Species, social groups, governments. What are the rules of magic, if there is any, or of technology? What are the economic, religious, and or political systems? Is it a utopia, a dystopia, or something in between? If this feels a little lofty or a little too separated for you, you can imagine yourself as a character walking through this world. Think about how your character, your protagonist or antagonist, would experience this world through their senses. You can imagine walking through it as an ordinary citizen of this world or as a fly on the wall. What would you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? So this isn't about the plot, but what's the atmosphere of your world? And I don't just mean, are you floating through space or is there gravity? Next, we can talk about the culture and diversity of the world that you're creating. So this really applies no matter whether you are creating a world based in realism or fantasy or science fiction. So another thing to consider is the culture and diversity of the world that you are developing. No society is uniform, even in a highly regimented world that you might be developing or basing on real world events. There are those that ascend and descend to that world. There are individuals who are indigenous to that world, people who have migrated there, majorities and minorities, prevailing cultures and subcultures. Every culture has strange, humorous, confusing, and contradictory aspects, which can be fun to throw in as well to give your story some depth. And sometimes things that seem weird to an outsider are what make a world feel real. You can consider as well slang. Make sure if you're making up your own slang that you are Googling it and ensuring that it doesn't mean something offensive or something that you don't intend in another language. Different rituals that might exist in your world or festivals that an outsider might find confusing. Interesting things like that, and ask yourself, like, why would it be confusing to an outsider? Why does it make sense to the participants? You can also put yourself in the shoes of a foreign traveler and imagine if they were describing that in their journal. What would stick out to them? What would be noticeably different from the world of your reader? Okay, so going back to something we talked about earlier, which is inspiration, different ways of doing research, this is an opportunity to really be curious. Keep your eyes and ears open. Draw inspiration from everywhere, not just books. You can look at art, history, music videos, TikTok, politics, memes, philosophy, starting with familiar tropes, and then fill them in with strange or specific details to make them unique. Bits of advice that you might want to be aware aware of as you start your journey. One thing, don't start with a map. Map can be really helpful for the reader later on, but in your early stages, it can limit your creativity when you start literally creating walls and boundaries for where your world can be. A plot or a timeline can be a more helpful thing. Create rules for yourself, but be creative with them. So you're deciding what can and can't happen in your world, and rules can feel limiting. But sometimes some limits are helpful in creativity. I know that sounds counter to the advice that I just gave, but the rules that you're creating for your world in this instance become the challenges that your character butts up against later. And so they become plot points and interesting bits of friction moving the plot forward. Reading about real world systems, including history, politics, economics, and science, can give you a sense of situations, tensions, or movements that tend to repeat or remerge across history that can be interesting to introduce into your story. So here's another writing exercise for you. So let's write a rule book for your world, including a list of things that stay consistent and things that can never happen within that world. The things you can consider in this situation are political systems, especially as it relates to the characters that you're developing. So what rules are imposed upon your characters? What social and cultural limitations? Are there different rules for men and for women, for people who are indigenous and people who have immigrated? Can people fly? Can wizards raise the dead? There's lots that you can think about. So let's just take some time here and write five things that always stay consistent in your world and five things that can never happen. Okay, so we're back from our world rule book. And I just want to say before we go, world building is a scaffolding or support for your story. So as much as you're spending this time now creating this character that is your world, remember that the reader doesn't need to see every detail, only what deepens their immersion into your story's truth. You don't want your world to overshadow your plot or your characters. You want to know enough that you feel confident sending your character into the world, but they don't need to know all the information that you know. Other things to note, avoid harmful tropes. Research potential stereotypes or problematic imagery. Make sure that you're not creating or perpetuating stereotypes, things like the trope of the person with the scar is always the bad guy. Be aware of those as you're writing. Final thing we're gonna do is a little bit of exploration of detail with a writing exercise. So I'm going to ask you some questions and I'm going to ask you then to pick a few of them that speak to you, that feel like they resonate with the story you're trying to write, and answer them in one paragraph each with a focus on how they might influence your protagonist's life. How do terrain, weather, and resources shape society? What are the political systems? Is it totalitarian, democratic, theocratic, etc.? What languages, religions, and class systems exist? How do people express love, grief, rebellion, or celebration? What behaviors are taboo? Thank you for joining us again this week for Word Labs Out Loud. I hope you enjoyed this week's program. And if there are other topics that you want me to talk about that are of interest to you, please shoot me a note. You can find me on social media at Word Labs YGK. Thanks, and happy writing.